In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
The more you honor me, more will I bless you. Trusting in these words of Jesus, we have come here again to thank him for all the favors that we have received from his hand. And also, I'm sure, with a lot of intentions. Whatever that we ask in faith, he will grant us, he has promised us. So with that faith, let us place ourselves at his feet. And today, in a special way, he gives us the message. He calls each one of us not only to listen to him, but to also put into practice what we hear. The hearers and doers of the word of God. As we are around this altar, let us be asking for this grace and for the times we have failed. Maybe in our words, in our deeds, let us be sorry and thus be asking pardon and grace and strength for new life. Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, that we may always revere and love your holy name, for you never deprive of your guidance those you set firm on the foundation of your love. Through Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the second book of Kings. Jehoiakim was 18 years old when he came to the throne, and he reigned for 3 months in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Nehushta, daughter of Elnathan from Jerusalem. He did what is displeasing to the Lord, just as his father had done. At that time, the troops of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, marched on Jerusalem, and the city was besieged. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, himself came to attack the city while his troops were besieging it. Then Jehoiakim, king of Judah, surrendered to the king of Babylon. He, his mother, his officers, his nobles, and his eunuchs, and the king of Babylon took them prisoner. This was in the 8th year of King Nebuchadnezzar. The latter carried off all the treasures of the temple of the Lord and the treasures of the royal palace, and broke up all the golden furnishing that Solomon, king of Israel, had made for the sanctuary of the Lord, as the Lord had foretold. He carried off all Jerusalem into exile, all the nobles and all the notables, 10,000 of these were exiled, with all the blacksmiths and metal workers. Only the poorest people in the country were left behind. He deported Jehoiakim to Babylon, as also the king's mother, his eunuchs, and the nobility of the country. He made them all leave Jerusalem for exile in Babylon. All the men of distinction, 7,000 of them, the blacksmiths and metal workers, 1,000 of them, all of them men capable of bearing arms, were led into exile in Babylon by the king of Babylon. The king of Babylon made Mataniah, Jehoiakim's uncle, king in succession to him, and changed his name to Zedekiah. the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you. All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you. Deep the joy of being together in one heart, and for me that's just where it is. All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you. All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you. As we make our way through all the joys and pain, can we sense our younger truer self? All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you. All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you. Someone will be calling you to be there for a while. Can you hear the cry from deep within? All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you. All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "It is not those who say to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the person who does the will of my Father in heaven. When the day comes, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, cast out demons in your name, work many miracles in your name?' Then I shall tell them to their faces, 'I have never known you. Away from me, you evil men.' Therefore, everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a sensible man who built his house on rock. Rain came down, floods rose, gales blew, and hurled them against that house, and it did not fall. It was founded on rock. But everyone who listens to these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a stupid man who built his house on a sand. Rain came down, floods rose, gales blew, and struck that house, and it fell, and what a fall it had." Jesus had now finished what he wanted to say, and his teaching made a deep impression on the people because he taught them with authority and not like their own scribes. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Just 2 days ago, that's on last Tuesday, I was going to Baikampadi with one of the contractor to select some granites for a Bajodi new church. And as we were going near Kottar Chowki, that contractor showed me 2-3 houses, telling, "Father, see these houses, they look so beautiful externally outside, but they are sinking. Anytime they may be collapsing." I said, "What happened?" And he said, "They don't have a strong foundation. They are shaken and already sinking. Anytime they may be collapsing." they don't have a strong foundation. My dear brothers and sisters, our own knowledge and our own experience tells us if a building has to be strong, if the building has to be firm, it has to be grounded or built on a strong foundation or built on rock. I am sure some of you have a first-hand experience of building your own house. Digging the foundation for your own house, I am sure you have dug deep and deep and then laid the foundation, and therefore it may be strong. I was a theology student while this shrine was under construction, and I have seen the foundation of these five pillars. There are five pillars, 1, 2, 3, yeah. How strong it was. In spite of, this is a rock, hilly place, a rocky place, in spite of these rocks, they were digging and digging. And at last, after 2-3 months, they have put the foundation, and therefore it is today very strong. We can arms and sit here, nothing will happen. The foundation that matters. While digging the foundation for Bajodi Church 3 years ago, we got a bed of rock. I thought how to remove it. It was a big headache for me to remove, because throughout there was a rock, solid rock. But people around were very happy, saying, wow, we'll have a strong church. Our church will be built on rock. Yes, it is built on rock. I'm sure it will be very strong. My dear brothers and sisters, we pay so much attention or take maximum care while building a house or building a building. We see that the foundation is strong, and then only we go ahead. That is a material building. But today the question before us is, how much care do we take, or how much attention do we pay in building our own spiritual life? Building our spiritual building, spiritual life, which is far more important than the material building, than our own house. I sometimes feel really sad to see and to express around. Quite many of our young children today are not going for Sunday catechism classes. Try to avoid their family prayers, rosary, don't have much knowledge about the Bible, and even try to escape from the mass. And more sad is, parents are not even sometimes bothered, don't correct or help them to redo the things. That is the sad part. And these children, with this foundation, this kind of foundation, how much they'll grow and how strong their life, the spiritual life, will be in the future, a big question mark before us. And in this regard, today Jesus calls us to build our life, our houses on solid rock, on Himself, on faith. He gives before us the beautiful parable. Through the parable, He's trying to give us the message. Parable of a stupid man building a house on sand, and parable of a wise man building a house on rock, on solid foundation. To understand this, we need to go back to the scenario of Palestine. The land in Palestine was not like our land. It is a hilly, rocky land. Rather, the mud is not strong like our mud. It is rather a sandy mud. If you have, those who have gone to the Holy Land might have seen that. And if someone want to have a good, strong house, they have to dug deep and deep, and then only the house will be strong. There are others who build the temporary houses, and now and then there is a rain, the floods wash away these houses, because the sand within no time melts and gives away. And keeping that in mind, Jesus is giving them the practical example, especially to the scribes and Pharisees, those who are around Him. Because the scribes and Pharisees, then so-called the leaders, spiritual leaders, were putting on a show, putting on a mask, and showing everyone that they are good people, they are led by the word of God, they are people of prayer, they are close to God. So thus Jesus gives them a message. Don't be just carried away by what they are doing externally. Deep within, they are empty. And therefore, Jesus is telling them, those who say, Lord, Lord, no guarantee that they will enter the kingdom of God, but those who do the will of my Father in heaven, it is they who will enter the kingdom of God. And thus, he gives us the example. Our life should be like that of that solid, the man who built a house on strong foundation, on rock. And that man will be always firm. That house will be always firm, so also that man. So Jesus is inviting us to build our spiritual life on solid faith on himself. He himself should be the rock of our life. Himself should be the rock of our life on which we build. So rock signifies here our intimate relationship with Jesus, which will be the result of hearing the word and living the word. To have intimate relationship with Jesus, to have a foundation on him, we need to read every day the word of God and live that word. That is the point that is highlighted into his gospel. To be anchoring on Christ, founding on Christ, means to be having intimate relationship with him. And to have intimate relationship with him, we need to listen to him every day and live up to it. Mold our life, or allow ourselves to be molded, guided by the word of God. And that's what holy men and women did. The saints, the martyrs did. They allowed themselves to be molded, their lives, shaped their life according to the word of God. They built their life on the word of God, and thus they were not even afraid to give their life. The martyrs of Uganda are a beautiful example for this. They were converted because of the word of God. When they received the word of God, they were so much taken up, and for the word of God, they even died shedding their own blood. My dear brothers and sisters, if we are grounded on Christ, I am sure his word will be alive and active in us. The word of God is alive and active. It can simply change our life. So it is not just reading the word or hearing the word. Everyone does that. Just reading the word doesn't mean anything or doesn't help. But leaving that word, allowing that word to get into our life and change our life, that's very important. A young man, maybe some time ago, came to me saying, I read the whole Bible in 3 months, from first page to last. I congratulated him. Then he himself said, but I don't know what I read. You may be reading the word for the sake of reading or for the curiosity. That doesn't help us. That doesn't take anywhere. The word of God has to be nurtured, and then only it will bear fruit. So dear brothers and sisters, as we have this beautiful theme from Jesus, whereby he is calling us to build our house, our life on himself. So let us make all efforts. Today we are fortunate. The word of God is in our own hand, at our home, in our own language. But not to keep it in the showcase with a beautiful bind. No, it has to be used every day. Then only it will be bearing fruit in and through us. It will mold our life. It will shape, reshape our life, and thus will be with the Lord. So as we continue this celebration, we ask the Lord to give us this grace, that in our day-to-day life, that we listen to him and allow ourselves to be molded, guided by his word, and thus we be always pleasing in his sight. Amen.